Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Is this Abigail? Hello?
Sorry. Yeah, hi. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay. So what
I got your message. Let me tell you. So they sent me this secure message. What a way I had to get that. That was not easy. But anyway, I did get it. I never had a secure message before. Let me tell you, I'll be good to you. So evidently this came on September the 8th, and it's through the Department of Human Services. And this notice is to tell you that your application has been denied because, and here's what it said, their doctor reviewed both the physician certification form that his doctor sent to them and his answers to the questions on functional eligibility determination and any other information that you gave us. Our doctor, their doctor, not his doctor, decided that you do not need help with daily activities such as bathing, getting dressed, and cooking or getting your meals ready. So that is a CHC waiver?
Yeah. So this was the doctor from the telehealth company?
I guess. Yeah.
It wasn't his doctor, right?
No, it wasn't his doctor. His doctor said he needed it. It says, our doctor said that you do not need the level of services provided by an intermediate care facility. OBRA waiver? OBRA waiver?
Okay, I do see you did have a telehealth call over the phone.
Oh, that this was from September the 8th. Okay.
Right. So this is from January 8th.
Just the other day, the telehealth. But he said he was from First
New York Breast Medical.
Wait a minute.
New York Breast Medical or the telehealth company?
I have it written down.
Did you speak with this person on January 8th?
Yes, and it was. He said it was Family First Assessment.
Yes, that was a telehealth company. So,
right. Okay. What did they say?
So I see that you did this call over the phone, and they're still pending the forms. I'm waiting to get the form from them. As soon as I get it, I'm going to see if it was approved. But let's just wait, I guess, a couple of days for that. For now, I would suggest calling back to Maximus.
I called back to the broker. I did. And I got this woman who was wonderful. Now, she told me to appeal this. And
yeah, that would be a good idea.
Yes.
But I think we should wait till we get an answer from the doctor.
Okay, I'm not doing anything yet because she told me to get him to his primary care doctor, have that doctor write another letter, a certification letter or something, explaining the reasons why we disagree with this decision, and then to send it back.
Who told you that they should have an appeal? Or they should do an appeal?
Maximus. Because she told me where to fax it to.
When did they tell you this?
Last week. Friday, I guess.
Okay, maybe. Do you still have their number?
Yeah, but she was going by just the fact that they denied it in September. She wasn't going by anything that I said to that guy. She didn't even know anything about that.
Right, so I wonder if she knows that you redid this form, if she's going to ask you to reappeal.
I don't know. She didn't say anything about that. She looked up his thing, and she saw that on September 8th, he got a letter that he was denied. She was looking at the same letter I have.
So I would suggest you to call them back and say, you redid the telehealth call over the phone and they've refilled out the form. Do they think that you still need to appeal if they will approve this form?
Okay. Well, why don't I wait? Because first of all, he didn't even have a doctor's appointment till Friday. So do you think,
it was over the phone with one of our doctors.
Right. I understand that. But she wanted me to get him to his primary care doctor.
The broker?
Yes. Yeah, so that primary care doctor can write a letter and request the appeal from the September 8th thing. She didn't say anything about the telehealth over the phone. She didn't know anything about that. So should I wait till the telehealth? I mean, we can go to the doctor and get the letter. I don't have to do the appeal till I hear from, if you think I'm going to hear from the tele, when do we find out if he approved it or not?
The telehealth.
Yeah.
So I should be getting. I'm gonna email them, but I should be getting the form within the next couple of days.
Okay. All right. Well, I can wait. Yeah. I don't have to do anything yet. We'll go to the doctor on Friday, even if I don't hear back from you, and I'll get the information gathered up, so that once you hear, then I'll have everything ready to go if we need to appeal it. Maybe we won't.
Okay. Right.
I asked him if he wanted me to call my brother-in-law, like we had the three-way call, but he said no. He was just taking what I said. I don't know. So he asked me questions. I answered to the best of my ability, but I don't know.
Okay. So let's see what happens when you go to the doctor on Friday. But I should be getting this form within the next few days, hopefully before Friday. So I'll let you know.
Okay. And then I will touch base with you after the doctor visit on Friday.
Yeah, amazing.
And then we can, if I don't hear from you before that.
Yeah.
How about that?
Okay.
Does that work? That works great.
I'm going to probably reach out before then.
Okay. All right, Abigail. Thank you. You've really been a big help.
No problem. I'm trying.
I appreciate it. You're trying very hard. I appreciate it.
Thank
a lot
you.
Of people don't try. You know, some people don't even call you back. So I really do appreciate what you're trying to do.
Of course. No problem.
So, okay. Well, I'll wait to hear from you then. All right.
Yeah, okay,
thanks
great.
Again.
Amazing.
Okay.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.